welcome to episode 16 of Two Chairs No Waiting. It's going to be a listener feedback episode. If you'd like to be part of our future listener feedback episodes, please drop by mayberry.com/podcast and leave us a comment there. Give us a call on our voicemail at 888-684-8415 or drop me an email at floyd@mayberry.com. I'm your host, Alan Newsome, and we're glad to have you with us. Wow, we're already 3 months into this podcast adventure at Mayberry, and so far it's going pretty good. I think folks are kind of enjoying it because we've got a good bit of feedback to get into. So I want to take care of everything. We're brought to you by Weaver's Department Store. Please drop by Weaver's and give them your business. They help support us, and they help support a lot of Mayberry things throughout the year, every year. So remember, Weaver's Department Store is really an arm of the Andy Griffith Show Rewind Watchers Club. So by buying items from them, you're helping to support all kinds of Mayberry things. So we've got several comments I want to share with you. We've got some voicemail. We'll start off with it, and you'll hear some references in these voicemails to the digest or the board. And what they're talking about is a daily email newsletter that's all about Mayberry and the Andy Griffith Show called Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board Digest. And I'll have notes to that on our website in our show notes. And we also had an entire episode where I talked about the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter, episode 8. So if you'd like to go back and take a listen to that, feel free. But you can pause us right now and go listen, or you can just pick it up afterwards. But you can get to it at mayberry.com/podcast. Our first voicemail is from Rodney, a.k.a. Mayor Stoner. So here we are, Rodney.
Yes, this is Rodney, better known as Mayor Stoner on the board. That's Roy Stoner, personal friend of the governor. Just wanted to leave a comment about going to Mayberry Days in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, many years ago. Let me make a correction. This was not at Pigeon Forge. This was at Opryland, and got to meet a lot of the cast members. Two things stand out in my mind, though. I had written Otis for autograph, Al Smith, and I waited and waited and waited for a long time. Finally, one day, I got this big package in the mail, and he had sent me a bunch of pictures and even written a letter apologizing for taking so long to return the autographs. He said he had lost it in a stack of mail. And I thought that was nice that he took the time to do all that. And the other was that when the cast members were going back to their hotel when they went to Opryland years ago, most of the cast members were there, the Darlings. Rafe Hollister was there, of course, Don Knotts, and George Lindsay, and my goodness, I think Thelma Lou was there. The one thing I'll remember is they were getting all the cast members back on the bus. They had this thing called Aunt Bee's Picnic, which was a lot of fun. We all got little baskets and food and got to get in line to get autographs. But as we were going to the bus to watch them get on the bus, Rodney of the Darlings, he stopped really close to me. He was shaking hands to this guy. And in a very sincere way, he just looked across the crowd and shook this guy's hand. And he said, you know, there's nobody like Mayberry people. And I could tell this wasn't some kind of just line he was saying to make people feel good. He was really sincere. I was really impressed with that. And that was the feeling we got from that meeting at Opryland. And one of the best times I ever had in my life.
Hey, thanks, Rodney. That was a wonderful event at Opryland where all the cast members were there. I enjoyed it myself. I was there. Great story about Hal Smith. Now we're going to go on into our next voicemail. It's a little shorter, but it's still just as important to me, and I appreciate you calling in. This is from number 12.
I just recently started listening to the podcast and had found it on the internet. I just want to tell you what a great job you guys are doing. And add me, my name is number 12 on the iTunes subscriber. And as soon as I figure out how to give you 5 stars, I'll do it too. Keep up the great work. Tags was the best show ever. Later.
Hey, it sure was. It was one of the best shows ever. It still is one of the best shows ever. The Andy Griffith Show. Next up, we've got Joe Gritton. Joe Gritton goes by the untrained voice on the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board Digest. And again, that's referenced earlier. We talked about it. And he's going to be also mentioning Jean Carson. I want to make sure you know who that was. She was one of the fun girls. Hello, doll. You know, I can't do it. Not near enough low of enough voice. And she was also Naomi, one of the convicts at large. So let's give a listen to what Joe's got to tell us. Here's Joe.
Lloyd, this is Joe Gritton, a.k.a. the untrained voice. I'm really enjoying the Two Chairs, No Waiting. And since you just finished your nice series on the tribute artists, I thought I'd tell you a little story. I came into the Digest around 1998-99 time frame, and I really feel like I was late to the party. I had been a casual Andy Griffith fan, but not until I got engaged with the good people in the Digest and started getting the books and reading them did I become the sort of fanatic I am now. One of the things that appealed to me when I first started reading about you guys and got to go to a couple of events. I live in Indiana, but I went to an event in Tennessee and met you and David Browning. I thought, boy, this tribute artist thing is really cool, and I tried to think, well, who could I be like? I really didn't look or sound like anybody, so it would have taken a lot of makeup. You know, I thought about Briscoe for a while, but I couldn't really sing, and then I thought about Mr. Swamp, but then I wouldn't have anything to say, so what occurred to me was I was really more of a writer than a performer anyway. So that's when I started writing my what I called lost episodes, and you helped me get them on the Digest, on the website there under fan fiction. And I wrote, I think, 4 or 5 stories. And at that time, Harvey Bullock was semi-active on the Digest. And I just relished every time Harvey sent something in because Harvey was one of the original writers. And I thought, you know what, I'm really more like the writers than I am a performer. So I kind of became a tribute artist to the writers, started writing little scenes and wrote those episodes. Then one day my sort of supreme wish was fulfilled. David Browning contacted me about writing a script for an event that he was going to perform with Jean Carson. And I did write that little script, and I've still got the videotape that David sent me of when it was performed. And so that was my little claim to fame, was that my words were actually spoken by one of the true actresses in this case on the Andy Griffith Show, and also by David Browning, who's just a great tribute artist. And that's kind of part of why I came up with the name The Untrained Voice, because I'm sort of a tribute artist in my own mind to the great writers of the Andy Griffith Show, and I enjoy writing into the Digest occasionally, sometimes maybe too frequently, just commenting on the show, and I may get back into writing what I consider full episodes, but I just like interacting with the people. So I appreciate all you do here and on the Digest and on the website. When I came in at that time frame, like I said, I knew very little, and now I'm one of the veterans. I still learn so much from Paul Mulick and a lot of the other veterans. So thanks for all you do. I just thought I'd tell you that story about being a writer tribute artist. Have a good day, everybody. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Joe, for those comments. We really appreciate that. And thanks for taking the time to call in and leave your voicemail. Folks, anybody else who wants to do that, we'd love to hear from you. I got a lot of emails, though, so let's go on into emails. We've got another Joe. And he says, I just posted the following to iTunes. He says, I thoroughly enjoyed listening to the podcast and eagerly await each new episode. Your podcast captures the spirit of Mayberry and reminds me to act like a Mayberryan no matter where I find myself. He also went on to say, I'm writing this to you because I wanted to go a little further in my email and say how wonderful I think it is that you were presented a flag from Paul Barmer. And we talked about that in our previous episodes. Not only was the flag flown for 9 hours and 11 minutes in honor of one day that will live in infamy, but it was also flown on December 7th, another day of infamy. How appropriate to recognize the Andy Griffith Show and your podcast in this way. Our soldiers are fighting for a way of life and values espoused on the Andy Griffith Show. May we never take their sacrifice lightly, or worse, forget what they do for our world. It is because of them that we have the have our way of life, and as Tags fans, it should be our goal to act like a Mayberryan no matter if we live in a small town like mine with a one four-way stop or a large city like New York. Keep up the good work, Joe. Joe, thanks for that email. Going to run right on into one I got from Mayor Pike. It kind of goes along the same lines where his comment is, I think it's amazing that the spirit of Mayberry can bring some joy to our men and women heroes in Afghanistan. Ernest T. was right when he said, can't do enough for our boys in khaki. Thanks so much to Paul and all of them as they serve. I pray they all come home safely. And I'm sure the Milo boys would be proud too. Going along with some of our other emails here, I got to stop for a second. Those guys over in Afghanistan that are listening to us, it's amazing to me that they even took time to send that flag here. And it is now framed and sitting on my mantle. So, I'm going to have to take some pictures of it so all of you can see it, because it was really for all of us. Anyway, let's go on. The next email I got was from Joey Fan. It's a short one. He says, the new Two Chairs No Waiting Mayberry podcast is outstanding. Joey Fan, I don't know if you guys know who that is, but he is operates BarneyFife.com. And he was one of the guys that started the Mayberry Bible Study. And I've done that Bible study at Joey's church with him. And I've also been fortunate enough to run it at my church. Folks, it's a great way to draw people in. Because if you got an Andy fan, it sure is easy to ask them, hey, would you like to go to the church with me and watch Andy Griffith show? And we're going to do some Bible study. Thanks, Joey. We appreciate it. Next up, we got Thelma Lou. Thelma Lou is over on Miss Crump's blackboard. If you head over to Mayberry.com and look for the forums, the Mayberry forums and message boards, that's where you'll find Thelma Lou. And she's referencing episode 13, where I talked about Franklin Canyon and going up to Myers Lake. And I wasn't quite sure if folks would enjoy it or not. And she wrote in and said, Alan, I enjoyed it. I remember the photos you took of Adam the time you visited there. And I would love someday to go there myself. I may never get there since I live in the Midwest, but if I do, at least I have directions and I know where to go. I also like the way you mentioned the railing where Andy stood in one of the episodes and how you tied that in with the return to Mayberry. I like to know trivial trivialities like that. And it's Janet. And Janet, she's Thelma Lou over at Miss Crump's, and she's been helping me a lot. We've got an interactive Aunt B's cookbook at Mayberry.com. I'll have a link to that in our show notes, but she's been helping me get all the new recipes moved in. So, Janet, thanks a lot. I appreciate all your help, and I'm glad you're enjoying the podcast. This next email is actually not to me. It was to Kevin Burke over at Burke on Mayberry, one of our Mayberry podcasts on the Mayberry Radio Network, podcast network. But it was written to Dr. Burke, and it says, Dr. Burke, I received an iPod Touch for Christmas this year. So I've just recently discovered podcast. I've been enjoying yours and the Two Chair No Waiting one very much. And he was just asking about when Kevin was going to have some more episodes. Kevin took a little break during Christmas, but he should be back up now, I believe. I think I've already downloaded at least one. And Kevin's podcast, if you guys haven't heard it, he goes through each episode one at a time, just giving a slight review of those episodes. So drop by and listen to it at BurkeOnMayberry.com. We got a very special email the other day talking about Opie Cates. This is from Lisa Jane Hayes Brown, and she's the granddaughter of Opie Cates. Here's what she says. She says, I was reading about my grandpa, Opie Cates, online, and I came across your website. A lady asked a question about where the name Opie came from and was it short for anything. I can answer both questions. First, Opie came from Opie Cates, the band leader, and you were correct about that on our website. Second, the name is not short for anything. His full name was Opie Taff Cates. I hope this helps. Please contact us anytime you have any other questions. Sincerely, Lisa Jane. That was great. Right from the granddaughter of Opie Cates, Opie is the name. So, no, it is not short for anything. So, everybody, there's our answer. We also got a quick note here from Jeff. He says, great addition having Floyd tell a joke at the end of the podcast. I did that on the last podcast. So, look forward to hearing more of that. Keep up the great work, Jeff. John wrote in and said, This is our last email, by the way. But he wrote in and said, thanks for the podcast. He says, I just wanted to let you know that I'm really enjoying your podcast. I've been an Andy fan going back to the original days of the show. While living in Nashville, I attended an early meeting of THS RWC, the Andy Griffith Show Rewind Watchers Club, with Jim Clark. It was held at Vanderbilt, and they showed a pilot episode on a big theater screen. It was amazing to watch the show with so many other fans. Doug Dillard sang at the event as well. I've been to Mayberry Days twice. We've moved many times since living in Nashville, and I tell people that Andy episodes is what kept me sane. While trying to find a job when we moved to Long Island, it was hectic and depressing trying to find a job and getting used to Long Island after moving from Tennessee. Every night when I got home from my job search, I'd pull out a videotapes that I'd made of Andy from WTBS and watch them and breathe a long sigh of relief. Everything was still okay in Mayberry. We now live in New Hampshire, and I watch Mayberry every day. Thanks again for doing the podcast. It makes me feel at home. Well, John, we appreciate that, and I'm glad we can do just a little bit to make Mayberry alive in your life, and we appreciate it. So this episode, again, brought to you by Weaver's Department Store. Drop by there. Drop by our website for all the show notes. We're going to have a lot of them, a lot of links to different things. Call and leave me a message. You can be a part of our next one with a voicemail. The voicemail number is 888-684-8415. And you can also contact me by email at floyd@mayberry.com or leave in comments on our website at mayberry.com/podcast. We'll see you next time on Two Chairs, No Waiting.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.